In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Yesterday, we had the wonderful, a few of us had the wonderful opportunity to go down to Austin, Texas, and to celebrate the consecration of Holy Transfiguration Greek Orthodox Church. A service which for me identifies what the church is. The church is to take that which is not holy and to turn it into something that is holy. And even though we know the church is holy, until the ground that it is set upon and built upon, and until it is consecrated, it's just the church. And the reason we walk around the church three times, as we did here some years ago, and as we did in Austin yesterday, is to complete a circle around the church and to make sure that every bit of that land, we are grabbing it back and retaining it for the church, and it becomes holy. It is truly the most absolutely beautiful service you will ever see. It doesn't happen very often, but it truly is magnificent. It's spiritually uplifting, and it just leaves most of the people, if not all, who participate in this beautiful service just in awe of what a beautiful and glorious church the Orthodox Church really is. And today I was thinking about the liturgy, as I did yesterday, and I was thinking about people that talk about the liturgy, and I heard comments yesterday. They said, oh my gosh, how beautiful this was and how beautiful that was. And there were certain parts of the liturgy yesterday that were just impacted people in a different way. And I think a lot of that is it's just where your mood is. And all of a sudden, when they came up during the liturgy and to put a little oil into the candili that's going to burn forever on the altar, and to be a part and to be engaged in embracing and being part of that church, it's just amazing to hear what really moved people and just really touched their heart during the course of the service. And I've thought about that a lot, and I've always asked, what is the part of the liturgy that maybe really strikes you when that particular petition is said, or when that particular act is done, or when the procession takes place, or whatever it is? What is the particular event within the liturgy that strikes you? And I thought about that for a while, and I kept coming back to one petition. And it's a petition which we said not too long ago here in the liturgy this morning, and it says, that the end of our lives may be Christian, without pain, blameless and peaceful, and for a good account at the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord. For me, that's ultimately one of the culminations of what we're here for, is that the end of our lives be Christian. So how do we arrive at being Christian at the end of our lives? Well, the gospel reading kind of alluded to that this morning, where it talked about the woman who had touched our Lord. And why did she touch our Lord? Because she was sick. She needed some help. And she touched the Lord, and the Lord identified that someone had touched her. Someone had reached out to her. And he said, who was it? And the apostle disciple said, oh, well, there's a lot of people. I'm not really sure. How are we going to know? But the woman realized that Christ knew who it was. But he wanted her to identify herself, not because he wanted to make a spectacle of her. He wanted her to identify herself. Why? Because of what he said afterwards. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. The only way we are going to attain to be Christian at the end of our lives is to practice our faith to the absolute best of our ability. To take this holy ground that has been consecrated some years ago and to come and to stop here every so often, not just on Sunday morning, but to stop here and to light a candle, to stop here and to say a prayer, to stop here and to put a halt on some of the nonsense that goes on during the course of the days of our lives, and allow this holy ground to really engage our faith. Daughter, go, because your faith has made you well. Faith is something that's a difficult thing. Some of us practice it for a while, and then we want to go and do this, and we do that. And I put myself in that same category. I am not immune to that. It's just as difficult for me. It's just as hard for me many times to sometimes engage in some of the practices and the faith of the church, not because I don't believe it, but because I find myself in a place where I really shouldn't be. And I think all of us are that way too. But that's why this is here, and that's why this is consecrated, and that's why we consecrated that church in Austin, so that the people of that village or the people of that town have hallowed ground to go to and to offer a prayer and know that where they are standing, our Lord Jesus Christ dwells every single day, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So for a Christian end to our lives, let us be like that daughter and be faithful. One day our Lord, when we do meet him, whether we are alive or whether we have died, he can say, go, your faith, you have done well. Amen.